Laura Schmidt stands inside a new high tunnel at St. Peter's Fellowship Farm near downtown Sitka. The air is about 15 degrees warmer in here than it is outside, a perfect home for a sea of zucchini plants. She bends down and plucks one of their bright yellow flowers.
So I peeled off the boy flower, and now this is the boy flower, and I'm going to put it on the inside of the, you know, the, I don't know, the female section. And you can see right below it, there's a little zucchini growing.
Schmidt is hand-pollinating the plants to make sure they produce healthy fruit. Then she picks an early zucchini that she'll sell on Saturday.
These zucchinis are getting pretty good, though. They're nice. I might pick this one.
She's the lead gardener for the Sitka Local Foods Network, which runs the town's farmer's market. It's still operating this summer, despite the pandemic, but things are different. Customers pre-order and head to the farm just for pickup. Having less interaction with customers is an adjustment, Schmidt says, but she's glad that people are still getting local food.
Yeah, it's really nice to see people and have people come look at, you know, all your things that you've been working on, but, you know, what can you do? It's still, I mean, it's really nice that people can eat this produce and that it has some place to go and people will appreciate it.
Some farmers markets, like the ones in Homer and Fairbanks, for example, are still operating in person, but they've required masks and reduced the number of vendors. Sitka Local Foods Network President Charles Bingham says they didn't really have that option. Normally, they operate at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall, but it was still closed when they were planning the market. St. Peter's Fellowship Farm doesn't have much space to spread out, so customers have to order and pay online. Bingham says they also reduced their vendors to a handful focused solely on food.
Our mission is to increase the amount of locally harvested and produced foods in the diets of Southeast Alaskans. And so arts and crafts is nice at the farmer's market, but it's really not on our mission.
He's also on the Alaska Food Policy Council board and says they've seen job loss associated with the COVID-19 pandemic lead to increased food insecurity in many Alaska communities. Sitka's farmer's market is quadrupling benefits for food stamp recipients when they purchase a vegetable box, but there's only so much they can do to help, Bingham says.
We have a limited amount of food being grown here in town, and so, you know, food security is a major issue in this community, and that's why, you know, we'd love to see more gardens, more, you know, more people growing their own.
And affording food isn't the only food security issue the pandemic has raised, says Alaska Farmers Market Association President Robbie Mixon. This spring, empty store shelves and reports of coronavirus spread in slaughterhouses down south highlighted food supply chain concerns in Alaska. That's one reason Mixon's organization worked with state agencies to declare farmers markets essential businesses in early April.
Realizing, hey, we're actually at the end of some of our food chains here. Alaska's often the last stop, you know, not being connected to the lower 48. So that's one reason I think it's important to shop local now more than ever.
Farmers have also taken a hit this summer as demand from tourists and restaurants decreases. So Mixon says her organization has been working hard to make sure markets have the tools they need to stay open.
We know how hard it is to run farmers markets during non-pandemic times. So our association has been really important to many markets this year in trying to figure out the best way to move forward during these challenging times.
Each Alaska market is adapting their model to meet local needs and requirements. And market gardener Laura Schmidt says that's fitting in a city and state where growing things means thinking outside the box all the time. Not just during the pandemic.
It's always different in Sitka. Mm-hmm. It's not quite agricultural as we know it in other places.
After a rainy June, she's hoping for a sunny July to boost local food production. But rain or shine, visitors or no visitors, she'll make do with what she's got. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.